We want to make sure that we finish in second place. Obviously, we're disappointed that we haven't gone into the last couple of weeks right in the mix, and there's obviously real frustration from that end. But we need to make sure that we secure second place, and obviously Europe probably being the highlight of the year, and if we can secure second, and we've had a good European run, then it gives us something, I suppose, to build on for next year.
There's a slight financial incentive, but in terms of finishing as the second best team in the country, like, you know, that's a big accolade to have in Burnley next year.
But we're at home as well. And we want to make sure that we put in a real committed performance, and make sure that our supporters leave here tomorrow night looking forward to getting back to the Brandywell in February, and for the pre-season friendlies. It's important, our supporters, to be honest, we have stuck with us from start to finish, and even in difficult times they stuck with us, so we need to make sure that we send them home happy tomorrow.
Yeah, and the result in Cork last week obviously was brilliant, leading into this as well too, much needed.
We knew going into the Cork game that if we won one or two matches, regardless of what Pat's done, we would finish second, so that's still the case. We want to win, we want to finish on a high, and we want the players to go and express themselves and enjoy their football.
You know, that time of the year now where you're working more probably behind the scenes than you are on the action. Obviously work's going on at the moment. Names linked everywhere.
In terms of recruitment and all that, it never ever stops. Even in the busiest times of the year, you're still, how can we improve this? How can we improve that? How can we improve on the pitch, off the pitch? So it never ever stops. But it is silly season in the sense where everyone, all the names start flying around, and this is happening, that's happening. And you get a good giggle at it at times, but of course we're working hard in the background. I think we know the areas where we need to improve. A lot of our stuff as a team has been good. We haven't conceded many goals. I know we've still got a game to play at home, but we've conceded 8 goals at home in 17 matches, which is an outstanding record. Defensively, we haven't given up many goals. We've controlled a lot of matches. We've created opportunities. We just haven't been ruthless enough, and that's the bottom line. And we need to. We know that needs to change for us to take the next step as a team.
Obviously, you're talking about ruthlessness. There's believed to be two strikers out there that are top end of the country scoring goals, Gaffney and Hooban. Any sort of chat to them possibly making their way to Brandywell?
I've heard them rumours myself as well, but we will focus on the game on Friday against St Pat's, and then we'll talk more about players that we're retaining and players that we potentially bringing into the club.
And we're just sitting here in the sunshine on a lovely day at the Brandywell. It's not what you want. You want rain and lashing rain, because this pitch, as we've talked about all season, that probably you played in a bog last week, but down in Cork, but you'd probably take the bog if you could get that every week.
Oh, listen, I think there's been a lot said and made of the pitch. I'm not going to add any more to that. I've made it clear what my preference is, like what everyone's preference is. What I think. Everyone connected to the club with their preferences, but it's a wee bit more complicated than just. It's not as simple as what it may seem. Put it that way. So, So that's for another day.
And finally, sorry, team news. What are you like for?
We have some concerns. Adam O'Reilly, as a major doubt. Shane McElhinney is out. Jamie McGonigal's been carrying a knock the last few weeks. Danny Mullen hasn't trained much the last few weeks. Michael Duffy's carrying a niggle. We won't know until closer to game time who's feeling what, and we'll confirm. Obviously, we won't confirm our team until tomorrow night. Give everyone the best possible opportunity.
There's been a lot of mitigating factors in terms of not sustaining the title challenge as well. We were just talking about the pitch. Seen Alan Colley putting out a stat about how that he reckons that could have probably that you've suffered from the pitch here at the Brandywell in terms of your home form. I know you haven't conceded many. The results have been good, but not enough ones. I think 8 ones out of the 17 next year.
Aye, well, we obviously there's been a lot of draws here. We've lost 3. There's been a lot of draws that we need to again We need to turn a lot of them draws into wins, and we're maybe not having that conversation, so we can't just use it. We can't just use the pitch as an excuse. We know we can win matches on here as well. We've shown that. So listen, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but as I said, we haven't conceded many goals here, but we haven't won enough games here either. So we need that to improve going forward.
It's been a season of ups and downs, and for you personally as well, it's been a long, tough season for what you've gone through personally as well. Too, I'm sure there'll be some relief when the final whistle goes on Friday night too.
There's no doubt about that. It's been a major challenge, and there's been times where it was extremely difficult. Other times where you're okay. Listen, it's been a very up and down year, and. I just want to thank the support that I've had from everyone at the club and on a daily basis. And it's a privilege to be managing this football club. It's obviously got its challenges at times, and this year probably more so than any that I've ever faced. So there's been a lot of people at the club who have been extremely supportive, if we can manage to finish second and we've had a decent European campaign, then you can walk away with some sort of pride and satisfaction. But I need to go away personally and get refreshed and get our work done that needs to be done, but get refreshed and come back with a real hunger to take the next step.